Does it matter which religion you belong to? Hi, I'm Pastor David, and this is Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. That's the topic I'm going to be addressing this week. And I think that a lot of us want to say, no, it doesn't really matter, because we don't like the idea that it does matter. And the reason is because that puts pressure on us. We have to then know, am I in the right religion? Do I have the right religious beliefs? It also makes us uncomfortable when we think about friends, family members we have, other people that we know of who follow different religions, and suddenly we are responsible to help those who don't follow the right religion, if we assume that our religion is right and theirs is wrong. In other words, suddenly we have to break people into categories. You either have the right religion or you have the wrong religion. And if you have the wrong religion, we feel responsible, a burden. We need to help you see truth. And all of that makes us feel uncomfortable. We live in a culture where we want to say everyone, you know, basically can do their own thing. Everyone can have their own religion. Everyone can, you know, do what they want when it comes to these kinds of things, because it's just so hard to imagine that something of eternal significance and what happens after death can depend on having the right religion. And we just don't want to have that kind of pressure of having to know that we are right and that other religions are wrong. So we say a lot of things to try to cover up any idea that there is one true religion. And I'm going to be looking at some of those quotes this week. So some of them, for instance, are, quote, you can choose whichever religion you want. Or, quote, that's just your opinion. Or how about this? Who are you to judge others? And the one we're going to start off looking at today, it kind of summarizes a lot of these sentiments, and that is, quote, all religions are basically the same. And you see what that quote does. If all religions are basically the same, then no one religion is better than any other religion. And therefore, I might have my religion, you have your religion, and we can all get along, and I don't have to feel bad about you being in a bad religion, because, hey, we're all basically the same. And so it's comforting, it eases our mind, it eases our concern about what happens to people who believe differently or whether or not we are in the right religion. But I'm going to come and challenge that this week. And many of you would say, you know, I already don't believe in that, but I'll bet that you're influenced by that thinking. I'll bet it's probably the number one reason why people have a hard time telling others about the Christian faith and the need to believe in Jesus, because at some level, we don't feel comfortable doing so because we've bought into these kinds of lines that all religions are basically the same. So I'm going to address those. And the first thing I would say is it's not true. All religions are not basically the same. And I would encourage you to follow what is true regardless of the consequences. In other words, it might make me feel uncomfortable to think that some religions are more true than other religions, or some religions might be completely wrong, or my religion may be the only true religion. All of those things may make me feel uncomfortable, but if it's true, I need to know. You know, if you're driving down the interstate and you're coming up to a bridge and there's a line of cars behind you and there's a line of cars in front of you and beside you, and you hear over the radio that the bridge has had some kind of accident and part of it has collapsed and there are cars falling into the water, you need to know if that's true. You know, because it's going to make a difference in your life. You're going to want to stop the cars behind you and maybe, you know, do whatever it takes to stop traffic, because you're going to want to say, hey, look, don't go any farther. The bridge, you know, you're going to die if you keep driving down the bridge. Maybe it's foggy and people can't see what's up ahead. You know, you need to know what's true. You can't just, you know, kind of hum to yourself, oh, well, I'm sure that this person doesn't know what they're talking about. No, it matters. And even if it makes you uncomfortable, even if it ruins your morning knowing that there are problems with the bridge, and it's going to make you, you know, scared, and it's going to make you horrified at those who've already driven off the bridge. You know, and regardless of how uncomfortable it makes you feel, I would hope you would want to know what is true. So let's start to break down this. All religions are basically the same. And I think what people have in mind when they say this, or how people kind of defend this in their mind, is to say, well, you know, in the Christian religion, we're taught to love others. And I'm sure that in other religions, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, Judaism, everyone knows that the right thing to do is to love each other, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And therefore, all religions are basically the same. However, that's not the case. Listen to this quote by the Dalai Lama, a particular kind of Buddhism, Tibetan Buddhism. He says, quote, "Buddhists do not accept a creator. Christians base their philosophy on that theory." Okay, so this is the Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama is someone who's known as accepting all religions. And so people who hold that all religions are equal will sometimes, you know, hold up the Dalai Lama. Look, see, he's not judgmental of other religions. If that's your view of the Dalai Lama, you don't really know what the Dalai Lama believes. The Dalai Lama believes in reincarnation. And so he also believes that there are certain things you can do, meditations that you can practice, and a philosophy of life you need to embrace. And if you do those things, you will progress in your spiritual goals. And for the Dalai Lama, that means after this life, I hope to be at a place where I'm closer to reaching the ultimate, which is to basically cease to exist, to become one with the universe. And it may take me 1,000 lifetimes, it may take me 10,000 lifetimes, but hopefully every lifetime I'll progress a little bit farther. And so the Dalai Lama believes that if you are, let's say, a Catholic, or you are a Muslim, or you are a Baptist, or whatever you might be, you are not in the best place. You are not in a place that's going to help you reach enlightenment. But the Dalai Lama says, but you know what? It's going to take you 1,000 lifetimes to get there anyway. And so if you follow the path that you're in, if you follow the religion you're in now, if you follow it really carefully, you're probably going to make another step towards where you need to be. In other words, if you're a really good Baptist in this life, you might get to be a Tibetan monk or Buddhist monk in the next life. And see, so in that sense, then you'll have an opportunity to get even closer to the ultimate goal. And so in that sense, yes, the Dalai Lama doesn't encourage people to convert to Tibetan Buddhism. He's satisfied with you staying in the religion you're in, but that doesn't mean he thinks all religions are equal. He has his own truth claims. In fact, every religion has different claims about truth, about what the goal of life is, about how to achieve that goal in life. So for instance, in Christianity, one of the goals, the ultimate goal in life is to glorify God. We recognize that we haven't. In many ways, we've broken God's commands and laws, and there is a coming judgment, and we must be ready for that judgment. And the only way to be ready for that judgment, to be righteous in God's sight, is to receive the free gift of righteousness through faith in Jesus Christ. That's the only way to get there. And in Buddhism, among many religions, that's irrelevant. That doesn't matter. Life is all about trying to become one with the universe. There is no God, or God is irrelevant. There is no judgment. You haven't broken God's laws, because there is no personal God that has laws. And you don't need to worry about a judgment after this life. You just simply go on to the next life. So that's one example of different goals and different ways of reaching that goal. We believe as Christians, you must believe in Jesus Christ to receive forgiveness of sin. For a Buddhist, it's you must meditate and have certain philosophy and outlook on life and do religious practices to advance to the next stage of life. So to say all religions are basically the same is to kind of whitewash over all of these important differences. I believe we can respect people of other faiths without buying into this notion that faiths are all somehow equal. And we'll get into this more tomorrow. Until then, remember, you can trust the Bible.